want to start with a simple moment I witnessed at church the other week. My best friend has a 3-year-old, one of those kids who runs everywhere, screams with joy, spins in circles, and believes gravity is a suggestion. The kind of kid who lives life at full speed. One evening, I watched him tear across the room, laughing, until, bam, he tripped and hit the ground hard. The kind of fall that makes the adults stop and gasp. But him? He popped right back up. No hesitation, no embarrassment. He didn't even look around to see if anyone had noticed. He just kept going, as if getting back up was the most natural thing in the world. And what struck me was this. Not a single adult in that room looked at him and thought, wow, he's a failure. No one whispered, he's never gonna make it. No one even questioned anything about his intelligence, his potential, or his worth. We all thought the same thing. He's learning. That's what 3-year-olds do. They fall, they get up, and they try again. But somewhere along the way, maybe around the time we grew tall enough to reach the light switches in the house, we forgot this truth. We start believing that if we try something new, we're supposed to be perfect at it, immediately. That if we stumble, it's a sign we're not cut out for it. That if we fall, everyone must be watching. But here's the reality. Some of the things we're doing at work, in our families, and our friendships, we've only been doing for a year, or 6 months, or even a day. Yet we judge ourselves like we're seasoned experts who should have it all figured out by now. Well, let me tell you something a little freeing. Most people are not looking at you the way you think you are. They're not calling you stupid. They're not whispering about your mistakes. They're seeing you the same way we saw this 3-year-old. Someone learning how to run. Someone learning how to figure things out. Someone brave enough to try. And if there are people judging you, those are not your people. Hand them a pair of boots and tell them, politely, kick rocks. Because the people who matter, the people who want to see you grow, they're cheering when you get back up. They see your scraped knees and your scraped ego and your scraped pride, and they say, hey, look at you. Look at you trying again. We tend to lose this spirit as we get older. The spirit that says, I'm allowed to learn. We trade it for perfectionism, fear, and hesitation. We stop running full speed because we're afraid of the fall. But here's the truth. If you never fall, you're probably not doing anything worth doing. You're not stretching. You're not growing. You're not living boldly. You're living safely. And safe is another word for small. Safe is another word for possibly boring. So cheers. Truly, cheers to the one who falls down. To the one who tries something they're underqualified for. To the ones who get their knees dirty, their palms scraped, their pride bruised, and keep going anyways. To the ones who don't wait for applause or sympathy, but simply stand up and run again. Maybe all of us need to relearn what that 3-year-old already knows. Run full speed at the thing you want. Fall if you must. Get up. Try again. Live boldly. Laugh loudly. Stop worrying about who's watching. Because the people who matter aren't judging your fall. They're admiring your courage. So today, if you have a chance to do something that scares you, something that you're not fully prepared for, something that might send you tumbling, do it anyways. Scrape your knees, stand back up, try again, and then keep running. Because life is a lot more fun lived at full speed.